Bridgewater's mission is to understand the way the world works and then use that understanding to create value for our clients.
One of the things that makes us unique is to try to take a question as big as understanding the world and then boiling that down into both simple analyses that you can repeat over and over again, applying it in different contexts, applying it in different countries. And that's what systemization means, making the insights that you have repeatable.
The goal is hive mind. Use any piece of information, data, logic, methodology that those before us have created, and keep inventing new things for those after us. To have one shared model of how the global economy and markets work and be able to trade on that in an automated, systematic fashion every day.
Generating alpha, it's innately extremely difficult. It's a zero-sum game. And so if you have alpha, that means someone else doesn't. And so when you're playing that game, you have to constantly be at your best because everyone else playing that game is trying to be better than you. And so you're sort of constantly trying to push against that. And it does mean that the highs are really high, it's fantastic. And then the lows can push you to question, you know, do I have what it takes? Do we have what it takes? And that, I think, is what is part of what's so rewarding about the work.
Beyond people investing in our portfolios, it also means that they look for our insights more holistically, whether that's clients who are, you know, coming to Bridgewater for help in managing their full portfolio, or it's policymakers even, you know, look to Bridgewater's insights as being something that's differentiated and additive when they're trying to understand what's going on in the world.
It's just cool to work in a place that has international exposure. Like my boss called me up one day and he was like, you know, we're going to DC, I have to take a second meeting in the afternoon. I was like, do you need me to come? He was like, yeah, you should come. It turned out we were going to the White House. They want our economic advice on things. That's great.
I hear this theme all the time from people, and I think I hear it and we hear it because it's true. You can really build the career and the life that you want to build at Bridgewater. We want to find people that we want to share our lives with, and we want to make sure that those people are in positions and in careers that really get the most out of who that person is at their core, not maybe just a set of experiences or a set of skills that they learned in college.
I joined Bridgewater right after college in 1993. So give or take a few months, I've been here almost 30 years. One thing that has been consistent through the time that I've been here is our commitment to meaningful working relationships through the pursuit of truth and excellence. And this is the thing that I love about Bridgewater, that there is always the pursuit of excellence. It is not perfection, but trying to get better and better every day at a faster rate than anyone else.
I usually know that something goes wrong because our employees tell me, because our culture that says, hey, we want to be excellent so badly that we're not going to let things stand in our way of calling out badness and looking reality straight in the eye is key. It's key to succeeding in anything.
The mission that we're on is hard. And you only want to be on that kind of mission if you can enjoy the process while you're doing it. And that's where having really great colleagues that are more than just colleagues, that are friends, that in some cases can be like family, is a big part of what being successful means at Bridgewater.
You know, we're a business, we're working towards a shared mission, but within that, what does it mean to help support somebody's life outside of work? What does it mean to support them when they're going through something that's like a hard time? What does it mean to handle somebody respectfully when they're not performing well and help coach them to be their best self? I think all of those things are handled with a very high level of consideration. And to me, I think it comes back to our culture and how we want to be with each other, which is that the main thing I've really experienced is a notion of like caring and integrity. Like, how do you actually want to treat people? I think that often is the thing that really brings us together.
People are always pushing you to the very edge of your capability. You're always learning in real time from the people around you, from markets. And that has led to so much growth for me, both as a professional and as an individual, in a way that I think is unparalleled.
So there comes a time where you decide which path is good for you, path one or path two, or so forth and so forth. And for me, that moment came somewhere in 2001, where I experienced a life-changing event. So I decided, okay, one, I'll cut out the things that were not necessary out of my life, and then two, I'll commit myself to doing work that was meaningful with people that meant a lot to me. And in Bridgewater, I found such a place.